This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began to study Joshua 1, especially verse 8. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. We looked at the benefit of speaking forth God's word. Once you've received God's word, you are to meditate on it day and night. It's hard enough to find time to do this during the day. It requires prioritizing this discipline, deliberately making time to meditate. Do this when and where you have the least distractions, because it requires concentration. Find the time when you are most alert to do this. Then remind yourself throughout the day to think about what you meditated on. It is usually helpful to write down what crystallizes in your mind. To meditate in the night would first of all mean you should remind yourself before you go to sleep what you discovered in the daytime. Also remember it when you awake in the morning. If you wake up during the night, take some time to review it again. You will have few distractions during the night. All of this will help you remember what you have studied and meditated on. If you follow this process regularly, I believe your mind will be mulling it over subconsciously as you rest during the night. That is the stuff good dreams are made of. On occasion, I believe God will also wake you up to show you something you were too preoccupied to see in your conscious moments. So I encourage you to meditate on God's word day and night. And to help you, you can review this message by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.